Chodesh Tov, and indeed it is a very good Chodesh. After waiting months and months, being creative, finding mitzvos relating to the Parsha from the Sefer HaChinuch, we are back to our regularly scheduled Sefer HaChinuch from the Parsha, in the normal sense, because Parsha's Bo, we have a plethora of mitzvos, the least of which is, mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael as a nation, the mitzvah HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodeshim. Just in time for Rosh Chodesh. Tonight is not Rosh Chodesh. Do not insert Yalav Yavo tonight. But today, just having celebrated Rosh Chodesh, it's an important time to talk about this mitzvah, which is all about time. The Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam that thinks included in this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is also the mitzvah of Ibur HaShanah. The whole idea of the Jewish calendar is included in this mitzvah. The Ramban and the Bahag disagree. They think there's a separate mitzvah for being Mechadish the Chodesh. And there's another mitzvah for being Ma'abra the Shana, for having leap years to have the calendar and the seasons fall out at the right time. But the Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam that they're all one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have holidays at the proper time, which means Rosh Chodesh, and it also means Ibur Shana, the leap years. Nowadays is a little bit different than how they used to do it, but the idea is making sure the calendar is properly in schedule. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes, the mitzvah only can be Mekadesh, the only people who can actually sanctify the new month are a bezin that are smuchim. People who have smicha in Eretz Yisrael back in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, a smicha which is no longer in continuity. We haven't had a smicha like that in quite a long time. So it raises the obvious question. If you need a smicha, you need certain judges who can establish Rosh Chodesh, and we no longer have such judges, how do we have Rosh Chodesh? We have a calendar. So a calendar, how does that work? By what mechanism is the calendar binding and being Mekadesh HaChodesh, if in reality you require judges who are smuchim? So that's going to be the Sefer HaChinuch's approach. But it's important to note that the Rambam, who he normally follows, disagrees. The Rambam thinks there were historically, or in the mechanism, there were two tracks. The primary track is that when you have judges who are smuchim, they are the ones who are Mekadesh the Chodesh. Rambam thinks you require a Beis HaGadol of a Sanhedrin. Very, very wild idea. Not everyone agrees to that. But the Rambam thinks that if you don't have track one, if you don't have judges that have smicha in Eretz Yisrael from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a track two, what he calls Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos and in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, in the fifth parak, that at some point, if you don't have judges like that, then it works Al Pi Cheshbon by itself. Sort of. That's probably what he means. Soloveitchik has a whole fancy idea, but that's what he writes, that it probably works by itself. There's a second track. It works Al Pi the calendar. But the Sefer HaChinuch here follows the Ramban against the Rambam. He says that it's not about the fact that when there's no judges, it works by itself, it works al pi cheshbon, it works according to the calendar. It's that there once was a person whose name was Hillel, not Hillel HaZaken, who was Hillel and Shammai, but Hillel HaSheni, who was the great-grandson of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So we're talking the times of the Amoraim. And he was creating the calendar. And when he created the calendar, he didn't just tell us the dates. He actually, at that time, superimposed all the Kiddush HaChodeshes in advance. So that when we have Rosh Chodesh now, thousands of years later, it only works because it was at one point Mikudash through a person who had that smicha and had that continuity. And when Hillel HaSheni put together the calendar, he super stuffed in all the Kiddushim that would have been necessary so that when we have Rosh Chodesh nowadays, it's relying on that Kiddushim. That's the Sefer HaChinuch who follows the Ramban against the Rambam. Misharshi HaMitzvah, what is the mitzvah all about? Why is it so important to establish Rosh Chodesh? It's the Sefer HaChinuch, the Shitasa, who follows the Rambam on this. Now we're getting confusing because he's picking and pulling. The Rambam has many different aspects that the Ramban disagrees with, and the Sefer HaChinuch is taking some aspects from the Rambam, some from the Ramban. It's very interesting to think about why he's picking and choosing which aspects he follows the Rambam, which one he follows the Ramban. Okay. But the Sefer HaChinuch, who thinks that the mitzvah is one part and parcel of both Rosh Chodesh and Ibur Shana, says, Misharshi HaMitzvah, the mitzvah is all about the idea of having the set calendar, having the holidays at the right time. And the reason why it was given to Bnei Yisrael as their first national mitzvah is, well, they're about to celebrate the Karpon Pesach. They're about to have this, the first Jewish holiday of Pesach. So if you have to have a holiday, you have to have a date. If you're going to have a date, you have to have a calendar. If you're going to have a calendar, you have to have a Rosh Chodesh. So that's why it was necessary at this point in Jewish history. I just want to end up with a beautiful idea. It's found in this week's Parsha. The Sforno has it, Rav Hirsch has it, a very beautiful idea about what is the significance of this mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh, coming as the first national mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, and specifically at this juncture in Jewish history, when they're on the precipice of Karpon Pesach, pushing back against the Egyptian idolatry, and going out to freedom. Sefer Achinuch and the Sforno and Rav Hirsch point out, when people are slaves, they don't have control of their own time. And Eved doesn't have his own time. Eved doesn't have the ability to make decisions. And anything earned by the Eved isn't really to themselves. Yad Eved ki yad Baal. Whatever the Eved has isn't really the Eved's. Doesn't belong to him. He doesn't have the capacity to earn or the capacity to create because he doesn't have that sense of autonomy. When Klal Yisrael are going free at this point, it's important for them to have control of their own time. If you're going to really go free, now your time matters. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. For the first time, you're going to have this autonomy, which is a very important thing to think about. Because if reality is that freedom means hefkeiros, or no responsibility, this is a very terrible example of cheiros. They go straight from Sheep and Mitzrayim to Har Sinai, where they have perhaps even more laws and more restrictions. We said this morning, Hallelujah, Abdei Hashem. That's how we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're no longer Abdei Paro. Hooray, we're finally Abdei Hashem. So what is this? What kind of freedom is that? What difference does it make? You're working for power, working for Hashem. Either way, you're not working out free to serve yourself. The difference is, when you're slaves to Paro, none of your time belongs to yourself. You're working ridiculously hard. He's making you do things that have no tachlis, no purpose, building on quicksand, things that have no function whatsoever. And in the end, you get nothing out of it. You don't get anything. Working for Hashem, which means Abdei Hashem, everything you do is your own time. You get schar, you get rewarded. Suddenly, not that you have a life of hefkeiros or a life that has no meaning. Life has a lot of meaning. But now, chodesh is alechem, for the first time, that what you do is meaningful. It's the difference between a person who's the grunt in a law firm who just works hours and hours. I see the lawyers nodding along. As the partners bossing around the interns, right? They work hours and hours and hours, and at the end, they get nothing for their extra work. How about the person who's self-employed and works and works and works, and at the end of the day, whatever they produce is their own. They get to actually keep it. That's the difference between working for nothing and working for something. That's the mitzvah, HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem, the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael at the moment of freedom.